AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A routine traffic stop turned deadly last night in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Police say two officers were fatally wounded by two brothers who fled the scene. They're considered armed and dangerous. Lieutenant John Traxler says the fatal shootings mark the third and fourth officers killed in the line of duty in the city's history.
The city of Hattiesburg Police Department has only had four officers that were killed in the line of duty. The last one was December the 31st of 1984.
The mayor of Hattiesburg is asking residents to remain indoors during the manhunt. It won't be long now before Tropical Storm Anna comes ashore in coastal Carolina.
There's not much to do for this one. It's just a little bit of wind and rain. A couple little down branches, but that was it, really. Not a whole lot going on.
But Dave Ray, who lives in Little River, South Carolina, is surprised to see a tropical storm this early in the season.
Yeah, this is early. Usually this doesn't start until September, October. So I hope that's not a prerequisite of what's going to happen for the year.
3 hours ago, Anna was about 20 miles southeast of North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, moving north-northwest at 5 miles per hour. Landfall could come in the next hour or so. The National Weather Service has elevated the tornado threat for North Texas, but lowered the threat for Oklahoma. A twister turned houses in the town of Cisco, Texas, into splinters and scattered the debris across pasture land.
It looks like maybe 5 miles of destruction. You can see where homes used to be, and now there's really nothing left but foundation and maybe a wall or two. And then a huge debris field.
Aceland County Judge Rex Field says at least one person in Cisco was killed. This is AP Radio News. At least 22 states are projecting budget shortfalls for the coming fiscal year.
An Associated Press analysis of state house finances shows nearly half the 50 states expect to confront big budget gaps. The number of states facing shortfalls prompted Standard & Poor's rating service to call the trend a sort of early warning. In some states, revenue growth has been stagnant, missing projections and making it hard to keep pace with growing populations and rising costs for health care and education. Other states have been hurt by a steep drop in oil prices or seen efforts to promote growth through tax cuts fail to work as anticipated. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
It may only account for 2% of the Eurozone economy, but Greece has a habit of shoving its weight around when it comes to bruising the currency union, and there are fears it could be once again posing a threat to an otherwise burgeoning economic recovery. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.